Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Today we're talking about biblical businesses, and you're thinking, what does the Bible have to say about business? And I'm here to tell you, and a great deal. Actually, from the very beginning, throughout the entire biblical narrative, all the way to the end of the Bible, business has a primary place in the entire biblical narrative. Let's just begin at the beginning. It's Genesis, the first book of the Bible. God is busy at work creating the universe and has just created his most complex entity, man, or more specifically, the individual man, Adam. Now, what will happen after God creates Adam? What will be the first things he says to him? And we understand that God gave to Adam the charge to take care of the garden and to work it. Let me just quote here from Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Let's begin there. Adam, as we know, is a forerunner of all mankind. And when God gave Adam the charge to work it and take care of it, that was precedent setting, because he's going to expect that same thing of all of mankind. When he gave it to Adam, in effect, he gave it to all of mankind. Our charge, our lifetime purpose, is to work creation and take care of it. Now, God gave that to Adam as his lifetime responsibility. Adam, for the rest of your life, this is what you're going to do. You're gonna work the garden and take care of it. It's a lifetime challenge, and within that challenge, that lifetime of responsibility, there will be thousands of specific tasks that sort of relate to and shore up that lifetime purpose. And God begins right away, immediately, by giving Adam the first task. Let me read Genesis 2:19. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the name called each living creature, that was its name. Sounds so simple. Whoa, let's just dig into the meaning here. First of all, God took this charge of Adam creating and working with the garden and gave it a specific expression. The first specific task, name the animals. And notice that God gave the tasks to Adam and then worked with him to complete that task. It says God brought the animals to the man to see what he would call them. So we have God giving the task and then God working with the man to help him complete the task. Now that sounds like teamwork to me, and it is. And in fact, it's precedent setting. It sets the precedent for everything to follow. Because we're going to see as we go through the Bible that God gives jobs or businesses to man and mankind and individual human beings, and then he works with them to complete that task. Business is an extension of work. It is how work is done. We do business, we do work well through business. So when God established with Adam this precedent that he will give man the job or the business and then work with him to complete that, he set up this whole system of business and God in a God-involved business. Not only does God give us our business, but he works with us to complete it. It's a precedent. So Adam's life purpose was given him by God, and it was to work. Adam's specific task, his immediate work, was given to him by God, and God worked with him. Now, where does God design the venue for which he will interact with mankind? What is the venue that God created for him to interact with mankind? Where is God going to work in teamwork, in conjunction with mankind, and it's in work and in business. So God established this precedent with Adam, once again, that he's going to create work for man and individual men to do, and then he's going to work with them and interact with them in the context of work. So when we just extrapolate from that to our businesses, we understand that business in general and our business specifically has been given to us by God, and that he wants to interact with us, to work with us in the context of work. So from the very beginning, the very first words that God said to mankind, he established the precedent for work, give it to mankind, and that he will use the work and businesses as the venue in which to interact with mankind. Whoa! You know, when we think about it, God gave Adam work, and by extension, business, before he created Eve. He gave work before he gave families and spouses and scripture and prophets and priests and pastors and churches. The first thing that God did was establish work and give it to mankind. So work, and by extension business, is so important to God that he has created work or businesses for us to be involved in today. And it is in that context of business that he wants to interact with us. Oh, we're going to see a whole lot more as we begin to delve into what the Bible has to say about business. That's it for now. Bye-bye.